The box. I keep my heart in a metal box, trapped behind a legion of locks, trapped so long the locks are rusty, the box is old, its surface dusty, inside the organ beats but slow, entombed by my grief an age ago. And yet its voice still haunts my sleep, drawing me down to the dungeon deep. I wander the halls wrapped in slumber, my steps by thought unencumbered, and there through the thick stone wall I hear its anguished beat, its frantic call. I claw at the stone, wear my fingers to shreds, beat at the wall using only my head, rend the moss that grows on the wall, the mildew, the mould that covers it all. The ancient bricks shake, crumble away, my blows force them to crack, giving way. Beyond lies a long-forgotten room, as silent and still as an ancient tomb. In the centre sits the thing I dread most, the box in its prison chained to a post. The beat of its captive fills me with fear. I flee back to the house, my hands on my ears. My memory stirs, vivid and fresh. I remember her face, the scent of her flesh. I fall to my knees and claw at my face, overcome by feelings I thought locked in place. Shaking, I stumble to the top of the tower, betrayed by myself at the darkest hour. There is a dark under the moon's light. I recall the stranger who called that night. The bargain we struck as my love lay cold, to seal my guilt and loss until I was old. For the cost of my soul he would seal them away, until the clarion call of judgment day. There at the edge, right on the drop, I shudder and shake, longing to stop. 200 years I have waited for death, to steal me away, to snuff out my breath. I can wait no more, I must have release. I step out into nothing, I know peace.